life's a show, and we all play our part. And when the music starts, we open up our hearts.
I don't know if this is progress, but I used to celebrate being a turn around the sun closer to oblivion with a couple of bottles of cheap and nasty gin while meditating on the utter futility of human endeavour. This year, I engaged in the more acceptable self-abuse of near-raw steak with chips, a side order of chips, and a dessert that would have been more efficiently delivered as a horse syringe full of chocolate sauce. I still do meditations on the futility of human endeavour, but tempered with the realisation that if life is a grim joke with the ultimate punchline, you better learn to tell it as well as you can. Is Grand Theft Auto 4 or Family First the greater threat to civilisation? Will the budget be Labour's last chance to turn around their endless winter of discontent? And should we be more disturbed by the spies at Waihopai or the fact that they weren't competent enough to detect three rampaging hippies with gardening implements? All very important questions, but you want to know a secret? Right now, I don't really care. My phone is off the hook this week, and there's going to be plenty of time to be anxious beyond reason. Instead, I'm going to ask another profound question. Is there something faintly skeezy about a near middle-aged man buying himself a complete run of Buffy the Vampire Slayer on DVD as a birthday present? Not at all. The title may be utterly absurd, and deliberately so according to creator Joss Whedon, but it's a constant joy to watch. The whole premise takes high school as hell literally, but over 7 years, Buffy has turned out, like our own outrageous fortune, to be the work of some very smart people who take genre cliches into some unexpected, often very dark, and sometimes extraordinarily moving places. And Mr. Whedon also prefers his fiction straight up, beautifully written, and well produced. You may compare and contrast with our domestic media as you see fit. He's created a world where actions have consequences, life doesn't always have a happy ending, and sometimes the worst monsters and greatest heroes you can find are the people you see in the mirror every morning. And did I mention it's also a hell of a lot of fun? You don't have to be a super-powered teenage girl to heartily endorse this sentiment.
I don't wanna be going through the motions, losing all my drive.